Lesson 5, Taking Action. In this lesson, we'll begin discussing things we can do that actually change the chemistry in our bodies, and how to reprogram that filter in our brain called the RAS. I'll give a quick example. You can affect the chemistry in your body to increase confidence and boost mood in just 90 seconds by doing this one simple trick. Put your chin up, smile, even if you don't feel like it, pull your shoulders back, stand straight and tall with your hands relaxed at your sides or in fists on your hips. Keep both feet pointing forward and keep weight even on both legs. Hold this position for 90 seconds. Research shows that holding this position for 1 to 2 minutes will not only make you appear more confident and happy, it actually makes you feel more confident and happy. Charles Darwin was actually the first to hypothesize that there is a connection between body language and our emotion that goes both ways. We smile when we feel good, but we also feel good when we smile. Today, that theory is called the facial feedback hypothesis, and it has been verified in study after study after study. The physical expressions of our body language influence our emotional experience, and it does it on a physiological, chemical level. By standing tall, pulling the shoulders back, and raising the chin, that causes a slight increase in the level of testosterone, which boosts confidence, while simultaneously lowering the level of stress hormones. Furthermore, smiling, even if it's a fake or forced smile, stimulates the production of mood-enhancing neurotransmitters in the brain that can help us feel better. So by doing a simple action that takes less than 2 minutes, we can modify the level of chemicals in our body to increase confidence, boost mood, and relieve stress. And those effects can last for a couple of hours. Our body language, our actions, our words, and our thoughts can affect the chemistry in our body, which in turn affects the way that we feel. There are many tools that we can use to create positive changes in our body chemistry and help restore a healthy balance in our bodies and minds. If you'd like to learn more, there's an article on the Hope for Healing website called 12 Ways to Boost Mental and Emotional Health, backed by science. And you can find it at hopeforhealingfoundation.org. In addition to changing the chemistry in our bodies, we also need to work on reprogramming that RAS filter in our brains. There are techniques that can help to make those changes as well. One technique is the power of repetition. We can create positive statements about ourselves and repeat them over and over to create a new, healthier, positive belief system. Research shows that if you hear something enough times, you begin to believe it. We are more likely to believe things that we hear over and over again just because we heard it over and over again, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not. We believe things because they are familiar. Scientists call this phenomenon the mere exposure effect, and it's baffling because it has nothing to do with truth, reason, or logic. This is one reason why it's so dangerous to have circulating thoughts and statements like, I'm not good enough, or I don't fit in, people would be better off without me. If you repeat those thoughts and those statements often enough, you begin to believe them, even when they're not true. Furthermore, a child who has been told over and over again that they can't do something, or they're stupid, or worthless, or not safe, or not good enough, will accept these familiar sayings as true. The flip side of the coin is that once we believe something, whether or not it's true, our subconscious will fight to protect those beliefs by rejecting anything that is unfamiliar or anything that contradicts what we already believe. Sadly, that means that the child who has grown up with the belief that they're stupid or worthless or not safe or not good enough will then fight to defend and support those beliefs their whole life. That is, unless they go through the conscious effort to change those beliefs. When thoughts and feelings are repeated over and over, they become familiar, and we believe them to be the only possible truth. It may seem ironic, but a person may subconsciously believe that feelings of worthlessness, unworthiness, invisibility, rejection, sadness are more safe than feelings of being loved, valued, accepted, and appreciated, because those thoughts and feelings are unfamiliar, and therefore they must be dangerous. People often subconsciously fight to hold on to those hurtful thoughts and beliefs. They reject thoughts about happiness, positivity, hopefulness, confidence, worthiness, success, or peace because they contradict what their minds already believe to be true. The mere exposure effect makes it difficult to feel confident, worthy, happy, and successful when you're stuck in a pattern of feeling worthless, sad, hopeless, and unlovable. However, there's a difference between difficult and impossible. If a thought keeps running through your mind like, I'm not good enough, replace it with another opposite and positive statement such as, I am worthy and deserving of being loved, valued, and appreciated. I am loved, valued, and appreciated. I am good enough. And repeat that over and over again. There's a lot of truth taught in the children's book, The Little Engine That Could by Waddy Piper. Repeating, I think I can, I think I can, or whatever positive mantra is applicable, really does make a difference. It won't be easy, however. When you say those things, your subconscious may tell you that they're lies. Studies show that once we believe something, we instinctively defend and protect it without even being aware of it. But if we keep at it relentlessly and consistently, that power of repetition can retrain our brains to accept those things as true. Hopefully, you remember from a previous lesson that the RAS is a filter which functions on subconscious programming and is largely determined by what we focus on. If we spend a lot of time focusing on a particular thing, then the automatic subconscious programming of the RAS assumes that information must be important. When we focus on positive things by repeating them over and over, it helps to reprogram the parameters that the RAS uses as a filter. This makes it possible for positive thoughts and positive feelings to enter our conscious mind, which in turn helps us to feel better. Don't think that it will be easy or that a change will occur overnight. It won't be like flipping on a light switch. It is gradual, like a sunrise, and requires small, consistent, positive action steps. In the next lesson, we'll be talking about why people give up and how to overcome that urge to give up so that you can keep progressing and reach that beautiful sunrise that is available. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by writer Elber Hubbard. He says, "There is no failure except in no longer trying."